Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Diary. I'm Scott Johnson. So as promised, I've got, new episodes of this, and I want to get to it regularly. So welcome to a, semi-regular diary podcast experience on a show I've been doing for a very, 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 very long time. It's been, I want to say since 07, 06, maybe even 05. I don't remember when I started this. I should probably go back and look. But anyway, I asked a few of you during the week what kind of questions, short, easy-to-read questions you'd want to ask for our next episode, and a bunch of you piped in. And some of these are pretty goofball, and some are, I don't know how serious any of these are, actually, but I thought they would it would be fun to get to, and we're going to start right away. We're just going to get straight to it here with John, who asked, what's my favorite 80s cartoon villain? Well, John, I think the answer is an obvious one. There are plenty to choose from, but really, if you're going to create a room full of these villains and you're going to pick a leader, or you're going to pick one that just stands out the most because he's the most flamboyant or, I don't know, does the most monologuing or is the most over the top and ridiculous, there's a lot to choose from. I bounced around ideas like Cobra Commander, Megatron. These kinds of characters are definitely up there. But I landed on Skeletor because, come on, man, he's Skeletor. He's ridiculous. He's a big, muscly, blue person with a skull head, which makes no sense, and a staff that's kind of lame. And he's just really, it's all personal vendettas and him telling his henchmen that they're boobs or they're slow or they're lame or whatever. I've never heard a guy complain so much about the help. I don't know why they hang around or why one of them, like Two Man, doesn't stage a coup and take over or something. I just feel like pound for pound, dollar for dollar, you're going to get more out of Skeletor than you are just about anybody else. And I'm happy to take your rebuttals on that. Scott@frogpants.com. Send those emails in because, there's probably somebody I'm not thinking of. I don't even remember who the Voltron bad person was. Wasn't there a whole thing where whoever the bad guy on Voltron was, it turned out at the end to be a lady? Or am I thinking of G-Force? I might have those mixed up. Also, that Mumra character that was the bad guy on Thundercats, that's up there. So, I could take any arguments, anybody want to come and deny Skeletor his crown, his seat at the table, I'm more than happy to entertain other ideas. But for my money, whatever that amount is, for that dollar and a half, we're putting Skeletor in charge of everybody. And no one's going to be happy about it. right? Can you imagine Megatron being cool with that? He's not going to be cool with that. In fact, I mean, maybe this question should be, of all of those villains, if you put them in a big arena-style tournament, who would stand the victor? And I think I'm not picking Skeletor for that. Although he will do whatever it takes to get out of there. We've seen him. There's an old cartoon where, I guess a He-Man cartoon, where he went and created a portal and then walked through the portal. And then to make sure that nobody could come through the portal with him, his one arm stayed outside the portal to close the portal, and the portal closed and severed his arm in the process. I don't think they addressed it the next episode. He just had his arm back, but my memory's a little fuzzy and rusty on that, but you know, that's takes some balls to do, but that's running away, right? That's the coward's way out. So as far as like just head on fight, Megatron probably wins. Starscream will be there. Even though he's not, you can't count on him. He'd probably be there for the fight. Any Transformer villains are going to be formidable, I'm afraid, in the face of your Mum-Ra's and your, whoever that old cat, remember, Brave Star, the cowboy in space thing, and the bad guy there was just some rickety old dude who was kind of a half robot. See, he's lame. You could wipe him out. Cobra Commander on his own, he's not going to last more than 5 minutes in this arena. You'd do better picking Destro or somebody, you know. Anyway, John, I hope that answers your question. If I'm picking Skeletor, if they're fighting Megatron, all right. Max says, least favorite thing to eat. Max, this is an easy answer. It's just anything with coconut, including coconut. Especially coconut that's like not shredded. What do they call that? Grated coconut, I guess. The kind you see sprinkled on donuts or, you know, put on your dish or your cake, your pie, whatever. Even like Mounds and Almond Joy, any of those that have coconut in there. I don't know if Almond Joy does. I can't remember. I don't eat candy bars anymore. But those sorts of things with any kind of coconut sprinkled on it, blah, blah, blah. I don't even like the flavor, right? You mean me a frilly drink that tastes like a coconut? Forget it. I'm out. I don't even like coconut water, or coconut milk, which I had when I was in China. And that was a way to kind of mix things up. So, because you could only have bottled water and coconut milk where we were in that part of southern China, because the water was extremely no good, the local tap water. So that may have changed by now. This is back in the early aughts. But when I was there, I had a lot of coconut milk and a lot of water, and boy, did I get sick of that coconut milk. That might have been what did it, if I'm honest. If I ever get asked under oath, what put you off of coconut? And remember, sir, you are under oath. And I would say, well, Your Honor, I think it was the coconut milk in China. The audience, or the what are they called? What are they called in a theater? No, not theater. What are they called in there? The cabin? No, not the cabin. If you're in a trial and you got a crowd of people watching, they're in the. Oh my gosh, that word is eluding me. And there's someone at home right now going, I know it. Say it. Here's the word. Say it. Why don't you say it? I can't think of it. Gallery. That's what I meant. People in the gallery are like clasping their hands to their mouths, clutching their pearls. It was the coconut milk the whole time. All right. Thanks, Max. So yeah, no coconut. Thank you. Here's one from Colin who said, a season of television you still think about all the time. A season of television. I'm going to assume he doesn't mean one-off seasons. Like those are usually called miniseries, you know, where it's like six episodes and done, or even more, but just there's no more after the first one. I don't know why I have to make that distinction. Maybe I don't. But for me, it's season two of Fargo on FX. Came out in 2015. Great year, by the way. For lots of reasons I won't mention here. But yeah, something about Fargo season two. I mean, it's amazing regardless. It's just so good. But I feel like Noah Hawley, showrunner and writer, who is now in charge of all that Fargo business, along with the vision of the Coen brothers, just really melded that season. And I like all the seasons a lot. It's one of my favorite shows on TV, like bar none. But there's something about season two. Maybe it's the time and era it's set in, the late 70s. Maybe it's the crazy mix of cast that thing has. I don't know. It's maybe all those things, but man, season two of Fargo, I could stop what I'm doing right this second and just binge that whole thing again, which would be my fourth time. That's how much I love that show. So yeah, Fargo season two. I'm sure, you know, I could go back and find stuff before that and after that that I could also go, oh yeah, for sure, that's a big, this is going to be a big answer, for different answer for a lot of people, right? But I think that is just hella good TV. It's all on Hulu, so if you haven't seen Fargo, you should go watch it. It's fan-freaking-tastic. The movie's amazing. The TV show is as amazing. I can't believe they pulled that off. Unbelievable. Paul says, Star Wars film that holds up the least. All right, I'm going to assume that Paul is referring to the original trilogy, maybe the newer ones, but I'm leaving the prequels out because I didn't like them when they hit, and I think they're bad now, so there's no holding up for me. And that includes episode 3. I don't know why people make exception for that one. I don't think it's very good. We're just talking movies, not any of the new television stuff or any of that. So I'm going to go original trilogy, and I'm going to say that episode 6, Return of the Jedi, holds up the least. Even though when I was a kid and that movie was new, it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen and easily the best Star Wars movie ever made for me when I was a kid. And I still think that that's probably true for a whole generation of kids, just like episode 1 or 2 or whatever are that for kids of a certain age or people of a certain age now. But for me, that was just like, whoa, look at this. Now, watching it now. Oh, and that's the other thing. I didn't like Empire Strikes back then because I thought it was, I don't know, it just seemed dark and adult and boring to me as a kid. But I was wrong. It's the superior film. My list goes 5, 4, 6 in terms of my favorites. And that used to be it used to be 6, 4, 5. And then 5 was like way down the list. But I was a kid. I was wrong. I mean, I was right for a kid, but I was wrong for an adult. As an adult, going back and looking, that 6th movie, or episode 6 rather, it's not the 6th movie, the 3rd movie, is a big freaking Muppet movie. I've said this on other shows, so this is not going to be a surprise to some of you, but there's a lot of Muppets in there. And I love Muppets, but they went overboard. You got Salacious Crumb. You got your giant, takes 15 dudes and a monkey to run the Jabba the Hutt puppet. You got the Rancor puppet. You got all the other puppets. Like freaking Jabba's palace is just chock full of puppets. The band that played puppets, except for the dancer girl. Unfortunately, she had a rough end, but so many puppets, you know, and Yoda shows up again. So more puppets. It's just puppets, man, wall to wall. And I like puppets. I like Muppets. It's over. It's too much. George Lucas was like, puppets, more puppets. What do you need, sir? Can we get a few more puppets in here? That's my version of him. I've got this turtleneck on and it's telling me more puppets. So there you go. More puppets is not always a good thing. All right. Shauna wrote in. Oh, finally, a girl. Thank you. Need some female representation in this sausage party here, boys. Shauna wrote in and said, video games, you have come closest to 100%ing. What I'm going to tell you will probably surprise no one, knowing my proclivities toward the source material. But for me, that game is 2015's Mad Max, the big open world Mad Max game that came out the same year as Fury Road, although they don't have much to do with each other, other than it features a villain named Scrotus, who is the unmentioned son, third son, or fourth if you count the baby that almost was, of Immortan Joe. Wait, would it be fourth? There was Rictus, the little guy, and the baby. So he would be fourth. If you count the baby. Anyway, I still play that today. In fact, so I say closest to 100%ing it. I mean, we're talking everything from every collectible, every item, every secret, every, you know, whatever it is you have to do in that game. You get to collect every car in this particular case. max out every skill, every ability, and then get every single achievement, which I assume that includes when we talk 100%ing in a modern sense, I assume we're talking achievements as well. Maybe we're not. Those are the ones I usually leave on any game. I don't really care that much about achievements. I don't chase them, I should say. But this is the game where I've come closest to doing it. And it's a big game. There is a tons of stuff going on here. It's a big, giant open world game with a ton of story, side quests, and all that stuff. Plus, there's the whole build your car out and make it better and, you know, ride shiny and chrome to the gates of Valhalla kind of business. And I love that game so much. And I'm so excited to hear about the rumored sequel that's coming next year. Oh, my gosh. If that's true, I'm going to lose my mind. It might be 2024, though. I don't know, maybe 2023. Anyway, that's all. None of that's been confirmed. And you can get it on the cheap all the time. It's usually like $49, but it will be on sale for like $5 for a couple of days every once in a while on consoles and PCs and stuff. Do not miss that if you get a chance. Still looks amazing. It looks like on a modern PC or a modern console, it runs and looks like a brand new, you know, new gen game. It's beautiful. Really holds up that way. It's dark and nasty and, you know, Mad Maxy and all that, but in a beautiful way. It's hard to explain. The first photo mode I actually used in a video game. I don't usually care about those, but the one in there was so cool. Any of the ways. That game I've come closest to it. If you look at my stats in there, it's almost 100% on everything, with the exception of all of the achievements. And I think a couple of hidden things I just haven't found yet. But I still hop in there and clear that stuff out here and there. Last night on my Steam Deck, I hopped into Mad Max and cleared out 3 camps I hadn't gotten. I mean, I beat the game story a long, long time ago. And now it's just like picking at it like a sore. And I think that game is great. Highly, highly, highly recommend it for people. No reason not to grab it even today. Thanks, Shauna. That was a great question. Here's one from Sarah who says, what meat would you never eat? So there's a lot of meat I would eat, including, you know, if someone said, hey, here's some kangaroo, give it a shot, I'd eat that. Someone said, here's hippo meat. Sure, why not? I've had dog meat. Didn't mean to, but it was while I was in China. And they told me it was beef strips, but they were lying. It was dog tongue. Trying to think, you know, I would eat almost anything, but I think the only meat I would not eat, maybe this is off the table for this question, but I would just not eat human meat, no matter the situation. I don't care if I was dying. I don't care if the person who I'm eating said, as they died, all right, I'm about to pass, please cook me and eat me later, promise me you will, because I want you to survive. I still don't think I could do it. I don't know why. Well, I mean, I think we're supposed to be appalled, you know, that's supposed to put us off. So that's not a surprise, but I refuse. I can't do it. I can't eat people. No way. But that probably wasn't part of your question. You probably meant, hey, would you eat a kitten or would you eat a, you know, something like that? In a pinch, I'd eat a cat, but only I'd eat a cat. And we would have to be in some dire straits for me to eat pet meat, you know, dog, like my own dog or my own cat or something. Even somebody else's dog or cat. Even wild cats. Take that back. I'd eat a panther. I could put a panther away. No problem. It's a hard question, though. I'm not vegan or vegetarian, so I'm fine with the meats. I like me some bacon and, you know, beef and the whatnot. But I don't know why this idea that it would be weird to eat a cat but not weird to eat a pig is just purely cultural, right? Or why we're happy to drink milk from a cow, but we'd never take milk from a dog or a man, or I guess a lady, right? I mean, we do when we're babies, but that repulses us when we're older, right? Like, it's so weird to me. Like, oh, yeah, give me some pig. Well, how about this dog? Ugh, gross. Why? Well, it's because we have these emotional attachments to the pets, and we don't all have pigs for pets, even though you can. I know some who do, but it's weird. It's weird. Humans are weird. What we're cool with, what we're not cool with. You know, it's very weird. It's like I've seen people who... I don't want to get into that. We were going to take a turn down a certain road, and sadly, there's no great off ramps to that road without getting in trouble. So we're not going there. Forget it. Here's one. Thank you, Sarah, for that. Here's one from Tom. What inanimate object most represents you? I'm going to say a tree. And the reason I say a tree, although you could argue over time, they make lots of movement, right? They're not inanimate. They're alive. So maybe I'm cheating here. But, you know, for the most part, they sit there where they're planted and they do what they do. And they get their leaves, lose their leaves, hang out for the winter, get a little snow on them, come back the next year, birds poop on them. They get fruit sometimes. You know, they're just trees. They sit there. And if we'd leave them alone, they'd grow there a lot longer, right? So they're as inanimate as you can get. Technically, every object, including this rock on my desk over here. Where is it? Here it is. That rock on my desk is an inanimate object, but it's still atoms, neutrons, you know, all the micro material of our universe moving at rapid speeds, just the right amount to be a rock. It's all movement. So screw everybody. I'm going with tree. All right. Tree is the answer. Here are the reasons I like to provide shade. I'm 6'4". I provide shade to those around me. I like to throw shade occasionally. And, you know, I like to grow a little fruit on me. Why not? I also get a little sappy sometimes. And most of all, I like to put roots down. That's definitely me. I'm a put a roots down kind of guy, you know. Cultivate where you live and stay there sort of guy. Leave once in a while to visit things, but, you know, you always come back to your roots. So, yeah, I'm a tree, Tom. What are you, Tom? What are you? Our final question is from Zortan. Zortan the Great, I guess. I don't know who this Zortan is. Zortan says, are birds real? And I know the meme and the joke that birds aren't real or that they're drones. And that's a fun conspiracy. And I don't think anyone actually believes it. Maybe someone does. But I've learned in the last 5-6 years that I should never say nobody believes stupid things, because I have been shown otherwise. People believe all sorts of really stupid stuff and have crazy justifications for their stupidity. And it's fine. I'm not judging you. I mean, I guess I am. I am judging you. You know what? If you think birds are drones and you're staking your freaking reputation on the idea that you somehow think that there's a conspiracy with drones and birds, that's stupid. You're stupid. Could you change and not be stupid? Yeah, you could. You could be shown the error of your ways. You could sit down and try to dissect one of these birds and then come to the realization, oh, shoot, this is an organic, you know, beast. But then some idiot will whisper in your ear, but they're controlled via their mind by the great computer hive mind, Zippytron 4000. And that's how they get you. And, like, you know, you'll find, if you want to find justification further to the stupid hole you went down, don't worry. Plenty of those. Keep going down that hole. But the answer is birds are real. They're totally real. Of course they're freaking real. They're real. They fly. They're organic creatures. They're sentient to a degree. Some of them are really smart. Some of them are incredible mimickers. Those are not robots. Those are not anything other than birds. And part of the reason I know why is because they shit on my furniture out on the patio all the time. My patio furniture is covered in real bird poo. And that to me is enough proof. That's all I need. If it was covered in, like, you know, motor oil or freaking thermal grease or something, well, then we'd have a discussion. All right. And then your answer to that is, yeah, but I hear birds. It looks like poo, but really that's the weird, non-organic material that only the government knows about. And, you know, the rank and file and the people below that with it, we don't know. How do we know? We haven't been in on those meetings. I don't want to straw man this bird believer, bird drone believer person too much, but there are people that believe things that, they're that stupid. Anyway, thank you, Zortan. I'm going to assume that's your real name and say congratulations to your parents for making that choice. It's awesome. Thank you, John, Max, Colin, Paul, Shauna, Sarah, Tom, and Zortan for your amazing questions. And if you have any rebuttals, follow-ups, or other questions of your own, you can send them to scott@frogpants.com, and I would gladly receive them into my soul. Someone also asked this week, does this show have a Patreon? No, it's too old for that. It's been going forever, and it's not meant to be like a big money push thing. However, if you're like, I've got a dollar to send you, and I'd sure like to do it, this kind of lands under the umbrella of the Frog Pants Patreon, which is kind of just sort of, hey, Scott does art and individual shows and stuff on his own and all that. That's kind of where all that is. That's the umbrella for that. So if you want to check that out, it's at patreon.com/frogpants. And like I say, a dollar a month would, you know, be hardly anything from you, but be meaningful to me. You do what you got to do. All right. Just know this. Birds are real. I'm real. You're real. This relationship we have through podcasting and communication of this sort is real. And I'm willing to testify in court to the realness of it all. And I know you'll back me up. All right. That's going to do it for this edition of The Diary. Back for more soon. We'll see you then.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.